Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, John Scott. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The DH, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Ewing. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hector Torres. Batting ninth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jesse Jefferson. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ewing. Norris reaches second base with a double. Kuiper goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norris moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing takes first base on ball four. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ault scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Norris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashby for the out. Two outs. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. Date hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Ewing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ewing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rader moves to second. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-1 in the game. Ault hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Rader moves to third. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Torres moves to second. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ewing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 2 in the game. Ault hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Date hits a fly ball into left field. Ewing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. One out. John Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field. Norris picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Norris. Scott moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 3 in the game. Howell hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt scoops it up and throws to first, with Jefferson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ewing strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Toronto Blue Jays, 0. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.